Okay, today's daf is daf chof. We were holding in the middle of the sugya of Boser Shemit Alei Min Ha'ayin. It's working. To get used to it, maybe make a simon. Testing. Yeah, it's been. Continues the Gemara with some additional stories of things that were found. We spoke yesterday about the river, about the bird, about the daya, and we're up to Ahu Uchran, where are we? Ginoi Shataf Zikin. The Nahar Ginoi, which was the famous Nahar that Rabbi Ben Yair had split, it actually overflowed and took some barrels with it. Atuv the Kamei Yitzchak Rebelazar, because they had found the barrels. They wanted to know whether they could rely that those were the barrels, or was there a Hashash Rebbe of Yayin Nesach. So he said, Yich Kamun Shafaya Kitrahun. Let the storekeepers take a look at the seals. If the seals are good, then fine. But they would have to recognize the seals. You cannot say simply because barrels were washed away that therefore these are the barrels that we found. So there's hitainus that the din that Rav was machmir eschal on everything. This is a very interesting next piece because it's the booker of the modern word naknikiot. Nakunika ishtakach beknishta de buli. They found the pashtus of what the word means is that simply a word for kankan, type of kankan, which is the way that the Mefarshim here on the daf explain it. It could be that there's some relationship, but in any event, they needed to know whether those were kosher wine containers. And he told them, there are two, or two of the Kamei Rebbe Yirmiyahu Amar Yitchakmun Sikuraya Avidaton. Apparently they had people that would paint a seal on it and let them see the way they work. However, it's very interesting. Ben Yehuda lists this Yerushalmi as his only makor for the word naknik. It's not just a coincidence. He actually bases the modern word naknik, although he said he didn't make it up. He said that's the way it was in Eretz Yisrael. That was the common use of the word for salami. He called it naknik, but he found this book in the Yerushalmis, and maybe that's what it is. It's interesting, huh?
But what would this have if this is a wine
thing? No, he said it wasn't. Who said it's a wine thing? Maybe the skurayu was the, what do they call that cancer-causing red dye? That would be this. Yeah, the nitrates. That's the sikurayu. Geditza li. Now they found a whole barbecued gedita. This was a great one. Ishtachich basratya de gufta. They found this in the highway of gufta. This is the main street where you have. It's like Fifth Avenue. There's people walking by all the time. V'hitiru mishum shnei devarim. They were matir two possible shailas here. First of all, mishum mitziya. They held there was no chiyav of Hashavas Aveda. And they were martyred in terms of the kashrus mishum rov ma'alchei drachim that were Jewish and therefore it's kosher. I mean, undoubtedly it was rov ma'alchei drachim that were keeping badat sacherim. And was it stam rov ma'alchei drachim? So anyway, mishum mitziyah, the tanim. Why? Because of what's the heter mishum mitziyah? The tani hamatzil miyad ha'ari. Somebody who grabs a piece of meat that an Ari had walked away with, or Miyada Gayas, or a group of soldiers, or mafia people, or Mishunata Yam, or Mishunata Nahar, if a water overflowed, it washed it away. And even, and this is what we're relying on, Misratya Gdola, something that fell in the middle of a highway, or Miplatya Gdola, in the middle of the Kikar, Arielu Shalom, Bivne Shabali, Midyashimi, and there's so many people there that the Balaam don't believe they're ever going to see it again. It fell out of their pocket somewhere on Fifth Avenue, forget it. So therefore they said, okay, so even though it's a whole gedi, it's mutter to eat. That's in terms of the mitziyah, and Mishum Rov, Malchei Drachim, that's in terms of Shchitat Nochri, that they weren't cheshish, that it was anything but kosher meat that had been prepared properly, and indeed, Ishtakach, in the end, it turned out that it was from the Beit Rebbe. They had lost a Gedi. So the Psak was the correct Psak. And there was also a story of an Igel de Guvna, which was a cheese round, that was found, Ishtakach Bepundeka de Lavi, V'tiru mishum shnei devarim, mishum metziya, mishum rov malchei drachim. So mishum metziya, the same reason. Amatzil miyad agayaz miyad arim mishunat ayam mishunat anar, misrat yigdolim plat yigdolim re'elo shalom, mipnei shabalim mityashim mehem. So this was also a place where many, many people would come. It was the inn that everybody would go to. And mishum, the heter of the givina, mishum rov malchei drachim were Jewish. And therefore there's no problem, mishum gvinat nochri. And indeed, ishtakach, it turned out to be a gvina that had been made by Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yossi. Honor of Mona, kamei Rebbe Yossi. Vanan chamin rabbonin machrizin. I don't know. I see everybody who finds a mitzia in the main street, I see them all putting up signs, and they're machriz that they found it. Nobody seems to rely on the fact that you found something in the streets, and therefore you don't have to be machriz. I understand. You're such a tzaddik that if you would have found it, you certainly wouldn't have taken it. Hey, but your own father, I can tell you one thing, that Rabbi Yoina Avuch, I mean, nowadays people are much more religious than their parents, but your father, Rabbi Yoina, I mean, he's not good enough for you. But he, lo amar kein, he didn't say that. Actually, he used to say, oi, halavaikat nashkach, nashkach min piyusav elagav. Boy, I hope when I find a mitzia, I find it from the side of the piyusa towards the highway, not outside. That way I get to keep it. So, I don't know, different attitudes. But you know what? The truth is we happen to know, afilu kein hashkach v'lo nasi. He found, but he still refused to take it, and he was machriz anyway. This was Rabbi Yonah mostly. Even though we always prayed, Alavai, when I find the wallet, it should be takeable. Lamaisa, what can you do? Bad habits die hard.
He was looking for an opportunity to meet his chassidus.
Maybe.
So it comes out and says, if you go again, you can take it.
You can take it, yeah. Yeah, no, you can't bring yourself to take it. Continuing on now with the dinim of what we do when something is found. Now, it's interesting. We introduced the halacha in the last Mishnah. For the first time, we discovered that there's an idea of a tnai beit din, because we had a problem if we're going to use money that's found between the kinim and the gozlot, how is the woman going to be mitchaperet? And how can we bring a chatas for an ayla? What if it's the chatas of the kain? So we met for the first time in the Mishnah, we met the tnai beit din, in the dinim of the, either that the sapak has to pay, or the dinim that we're going to make the motar chatat be an ayla lechatchila, and therefore there won't be any problem of bringing it. This Mishnah is going to get us really deep into the dinim of the tnai beit din that they made, that they were semech, in certain cases on hefker bezdin hefker, in other cases just on the das bezdin, that they were magdish. What were they thinking at the time that they made the trumas halishka, or the shkolim hegdish? And here we'll get a number of these cases. So in general, if you find an animal wandering around Yerushalayim, and it's between Yerushalayim and the town of Migdal Eder, in a circle, that distance, kemidata lechol ruach, then the zecharim, the animals that are male, are assumed to be olot. The nekevot are zivchei shlamim, Rabbi Yudah Amar haroy lepsachim lepsachim. If it's at the time of the year in which there would be the Tzkeidim L'Regar Shloshim Yoyim, then if it's an animal that it's a Ben Shana and it's Roy LePesach and it's a Zohar, then it's meant as a Korban Pesach as well. Now, let me see here, our Gemara doesn't go into great detail, but in Kiddushin, the Gemara does go into great detail to try to figure out what the case would be. How could you take an animal? Somebody else, you would pay back the violin. What type of animals are we talking about? Where are the chashashas? What other type of things there could be? And there's a lot of different dukimtas, and the Gemara and Machlokas were shown him as to how we end up paskening at the end. But in any event, here we'll take a look at a little bit in our sugya. Now, what's interesting is that the Rishona ayum mashkenim et motzea achu mevim nisachea. They used to be mechayev the person. As they say, no good deed goes unpunished. So the person who found this animal, they would naturally come right away from Masach Nasa. Not only would they take the taxes on the animal, but they'd force him to bring the Nesachim to the Beis HaMikdash also, that he should pay for enough, with the assumption that the animal is an Ayla. or if it's a female, it's a shlomi. So he gets hit no matter what he does. That's the way they used to do it.
Without a violin.
As the assumption is that a zocher somehow has escaped, you bring it. We'll see, it's a machlokas, whether it means to bring the animal or to be machal, the animal, use the money. Because the animal itself maybe was indeed a different kedusha. Now, obviously, what happened was, obviously, what happened wasn't when anybody saw an animal said, run the other direction. I didn't see that. You didn't see that.
We'll go. Like at that point, you see somebody injured.
That's all I need.
Exactly.
It hasn't yet registered in torts in the States yet. But Lamai said they figured it out earlier in the Mishnah. So they have to wait till they run out of the medical profession completely. So nobody would pick up these animals anymore.
Is this a function of like a bureaucratic type of decree, or Yerida Sidoros, or just like people would have been happy to pay for the assignment?
It could be. It's actually dependent on a machlokas, as we'll see in the Gemara, what it means. Whether it's that you have the mitzvah akravas akorban, or it's part of the din of mitziah and ashravas aveda. They weren't chayshish if people had the mitzvah of the korban that they wouldn't bring it. But we'll see that as a machlokas. So hitkinu beit din. So this was our first takana here. Uses of the trumat alishka. Sheyu nisachea ba'im mishal tzibur. So they made a takana that the tzibur would pay for the nisachim. Omer Rabbi Shimon, shiv'ad dvarim hitkinu beit din v'zechad mihem. This indeed was one of the seven takanot that beit din made. The others were that a nochri sheshalach oloto mibinadat hayam b'shilach nisachim. That if a goy would send from far away, we know we accept korbanot from goyim, and he would send money to pay for the nesachim, then we would bring the whole animal. Now, he can't bring the actual nesachim because it would be problems of tumah, but he could send money for nesachim. So then we would bring it indeed from his money. But if not, Bezdin would pay out of the money from the lishka, would pay for the nesachim.
What? Let's say if he didn't know there were nisachim.
Well, some are medayik that this is only in Medinat Hayam because we can't communicate rapidly enough to get him to pay for the nisachim. But if he was a local, then Enochinami would try to get it from him. Let's say lav davka, it's just divrei bahoga. Furthermore, there was another tanai v'chein ger shemeit v'niach zvachim im yesh lo nisachim krevim mishalo v'im lav krevim mishal tzibur. If a ger died, so he doesn't have any heirs that you can go to. So if he left korbanot without coverage for the nesachim, so again the nesachim are korev mishal tzibur. Furthermore, it's a tnai beit din, a kohen gadol shemit. What do we do with the minchat nesachim if the kohen gadol dies? Now we don't have anybody yet in his place. So they made a takana shetein minchato kreva mishal tzibur. The minchat nesachim should be paid for by the tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mishel yorshim. It was paid for by the yorshim. And what's interesting is that even though it's a minchat chavitim, and the Torah says it should be machzita baboker, machzita be'erev, the yisaron, in a case where the kohen himself is not being makrevit, it's brought whole. And it's not split the way that it usually is. We'll see. We darshan that from the pasuk. Another tanai was al hamelach v'ala itzim shiyu hakohanim neutin behen. That if a kohen wants fuel to cook some of the basar kodesh that he's eating, he wants itzim, or he wants to use the melach that was put there in order to put on karbonos, that he's not meil and that he's allowed to use the itzim and the melach. V'al hapara, furthermore, they were mitaken that the para aduma, there's no me'ila on the Efer HaPora. Now, the truth is, me'ikar adin, there is no me'ila. Chatat hi widarshan, hi chatat ve'in Efra chatat. There's no din of Kedusha on the Efer. But they had made an earlier takona that there's a din drabonin of me'ila because they saw that people started getting superstitious about the Pora. Wouldn't you know it? Instead of giving out the red strings, they gave out red Efers. They would give out the afer of the para. It seems to be something nice about red. So they would use it for, boils, injuries, which was ridiculous. So they made a takona that you're going to be over on Me'ilah, if you use it for anything but Tumah. It wasn't true, but it was a drabonin. But then they saw that the Kohanim didn't want to, they weren't sure that a guy was really Tomei Meit, that he had done Pradeh. They didn't want to use it because they didn't, were afraid of being Meil. So this takona is actually the undoing of an earlier takona. It's not that they undid a real Chiyuv Me'ilah. So they were metakein that there should be no din of Me'ilah, the alakinin apsulot, shiyu baot bishal tzibur. Furthermore, if there was a problem with the kinim, as we saw earlier, such as a case where they had found the money, they didn't know where it would go to, or mamash, a case of psulim and kinim, that the tzibur should pay for the replacement. Again, because the zavin and the zavis in the old days were all semech on the fact that they could put their money in and everything would be fine. So they had to make certain that this was taken care of. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says no. Like we saw earlier, it's the sapak who's got to pay, not the tzibur who's got to pay. And this was one of the tna'im that was made not with the kesef and the lishka, but rather with the sapakim. So I misapek et akinim, hu misapek et apsulot, or the avudot, as we saw before.
Replace.
Huh? Replace. He has to replace it. And if he, as a matter of fact, even if one of them flew away, he's got to replace it. He's really in big trouble. That was the deal. Purveyors to the Beis HaMikdash.
Obviously, he takes that
out of the advertising budget.
Prices, right?
No. Of course not. It's included in the advertising budget. Seriously. Because he had to be misapek at the lowest market value.
This may go into something that
Galera
mentioned in the
Chumash.
It appears to be the same
Migdal Eder. The Targum says Migdal Eder is where Mashiach is going to come from.
Yeah, hopefully.
Targum Yonatan says.
Does it speak Lechem?
Huh? It's Korav Lechem. It's not really Beit Lechem, but it's Korav. That's Maisa with the Ruvain happened.
According to revealed in Amigeni, it's a hill that's behind the Tzom of the Gush.
But we're not talking about Migdalos, we're talking about Migdalim. Oh, it's called now Migdalos. Reboshaya Rabba Omar, what do we mean when we're talking about bringing a Zohar for an Ayla or a Shekar or a Nekeva for a Shlomim? Doesn't mean to bring that animal. How can you bring the animal? How do you know it's not another type of carbon? You can't just go bring an animal for a carbon. It's somebody else's Asham. God only knows. It means that the money that the animal is worth, that you bring. So in other words, you'd be mechal the kedusha onto the other, and then wherever you have a suffix, you'd have to replace it. You have to do double. So yeah, if this is an oilah, so then this is the money for an oil. If not, I'm paying it for my house. And if boy, this was a real disaster to find one of these, huh? Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, what kind of, is that possible? Omrim lo adam tseyu ma'ol bekachim, I understand. You have a behemoth mima. You're telling me you're not makriv it. You're mechalal it almost. You can't be mechalal a behemoth mima. If it really is a korban, so then he's going to be mild on it. Now he's going to go thinking he did a perfectly good pidyon. He didn't do a pidyon at all. And he's going to be using this animal. So there's a great takona. Tell a guy to be mild b'agdash, and that way everything will be fine. Obviously, that can't be what it means. It's got to mean that they relied here the same way that we found in the earlier Mishnah, that we go according to the Rov, which is what opened up the whole sugya over here about the meat and the cheese and so on. Here too, they went according to the Rov. And let's say you find a group of animals, most of which are zecharim. So you could assume that they're olot. Most of them are kevod. You can assume that they're shlamim. I mean, so ve'ina shlamim ba'im mina zecharim mina kevod. So, I understand, even according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, what are you telling me, go bust the Rov? I mean, Shlomim could be the Zohar too. How does that define the Rov? Because Rov and the Kevah, so therefore the Zacharim are now not Oilais. And if it were Zacharim, so then it can also be not Oilais. Why couldn't they be Shlomim? So you also have to agree, Ketzad Oosem, Etzin, Lechulin, V'chuzer V'oseotam. I mean, you're going to now have to Mimchal and make them Oilais. Oh, says Rabbi Zira, the bottom line is, obviously Rabbi Yochanan didn't mean stam Rove because we can rely 100% now that this is definitely, that's not what he meant. It's exactly what we've been saying here all along. Didn't we say in the previous Mishnah that if I find now the motorot of the kinim, if I find money that had been put in, so we say, how can you use that for an oila? What if it really is kinim and not geizli oila? So how are you going to bring from a chmorzer chatas, you can bring an oila? What's wrong with you? So we said over there that it was in fact a tnai beidin. Afacha. What we'll have to say is that the opening of our Mishnah is a reference to an earlier tnai beidin, ala avudot shikarvu alot. Except what they said is, in determining what to do, so you should be samech on the context. But lamaisa, it's tnai beit din, that whatever it is that you need to do, I'll pee the rove. If it looks like you've stumbled over a bunch of shlomim, even though it's zecharim b'neim, so bring the whole thing as shlomim. If it looks like you stumbled over oilites, bring the whole thing as oilites. Aye, how can you do that? We make it tnai that whatever the circumstances are mechayev the din here, al sefker bezen efker. Omer Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, inzen mezid. Rabbi Yossi, who didn't understand that this must have been semech on tnai bezden, because the Mishnah doesn't list this as a tnai bezden. The Mishnah only starts afterwards the tnai bezden. So he couldn't understand. He had the same problem. I didn't understand, he said. Inzen mezid? Isn't this what we're basically telling a guy to go ahead and be mayo, which was the question that we had asked? So he explained to him, that's the point. Of course, the Mishnah cannot be saying minastam to bring the animal in this way unless there was a tnai bezden. Om Rav Yosa. Remember, we've had this already the third time we had this maimer of Rav Yosa, that Ada Anantaman, while I was still back in Bavel, Shemait Kol Rav Yehuda Sha'al Shmuel, he frees Shiklo the mate. What would be the din? Omar lo yiblul nidava. What's important to us in our sugya now is that this opens up the din of the Asirit Aifa. So as part of what Reb Yehuda, the other thing that he heard Reb Yehuda ask was, Motar Asirit Aifa, what would be the din? And he told him that Reb Yochanan holds Yolachim the Yama Melach. There's a machlokas. Reb Yochanan holds that the Motar Asirit Aifa is not included in the dinim of the motarot, and instead it has to be sent to the Yam HaMelech. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yiplu L'Nidava. So now, the Shaila is, how exactly, because our Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol dies, he leaves over now half of his chavitin. He dies in the middle of the day. Half of his chavitin is there. It says you're supposed to be makriv, whether it's machlokas in the Mishnah, whether it comes from the tzibur, whether it comes from the yorshim, you're supposed to be makriv et shalem. So what happens to the extra half? Now the truth is, this should be dependent on how the chavitin was brought. Because when the Torah says isaron, and then it says machzita baboker. So what does that mean? That first I put the isaron into klis, now it gets kedushas aguf. Richie. So now I get Kedusha Saguf, and Mamela can't be paid anymore. So if I have now Motarot, there's nothing to do. Or do we say that the way to do it is you bring an Isaron, split it into two, you Magdish the first half Bekli in the morning, and then before you bring the second half, as if you were bringing a Mincha V'chatzi Isaron. Now this is going to define what the din should be on whatever was left over, correct? So first of all, says the Gemara, so explain to me exactly what did we do? Asirita Ivasha Kohen Gadol. Oh, so the truth is that that itself is a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish with implications for the other sugya. So Rabbi Yochanan Omer Chotzeota V'achar Kach Mikatsha. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we do not do the Kiddush Kli of the Yisori. We do the Kiddush Kli of each Machtzis HaYisoron at the time that we're going to be bringing it. No. The whole thing becomes Kiddush, and then we bring half at a time. Now, the thing is that it seems to be very clear that Otam Matnita Pligor Rav Yochanan. Because what we just learned over here seems to be against Rav Yochanan Shita. It says, Makriv Mechtzah, Umechza avud. It says that half of it is lost. Now, why would half of it be lost in the case where he died? So we can't use the other half. So what happens to it? Said you can't be paid it. It's lost. So how? Why would it be lost? According to him, we would never put it into a kli. If we didn't put it into a kli, so then if we're choytzei sefer chakach, why can't we just be paid it? Something. Nothing against being paid is something that doesn't have kedushas aguf, only has kedushas damim. Even though it's kedushas damim on mizbeach, you could still be paid it. Potar lo. No, Rabbi Yochanan says that's not a problem. L'shitasi. Remember that I held that. Forget about leftover of an isaron. Even if there was money, you asked before what the din is ma'ot, motorot, that had been set aside for the asiri taifa. So what can you do with it? You can't. It has to be each day an Isiri Deifa. So you can't use the money that was left over for the next day. So if I'm telling you that there's a special halacha when it comes to Mutar Asiri Deifa, that you have to be Melechit Liyama Melach. So obviously, if you have real Mutarot, you're looking Liyama Melach. That's what it meant when it says Avud. It's the same halacha as on the Mutarot of the cash. Why would you think that you should understand? You're telling me, why aren't you poted? And if you're poted, if you had the money in the first place, you'd have to be Yamamela. So you're telling me I have a grand etzah, turn it into money, and then what do you do with money? So you might as well throw the whole thing into the Yamamela. I don't understand what your kasha is. Now, the truth is that the other Mishnah, Matnita Plige, it should say over here, Al Rav Yochanan, and the Grod changes the gears, huh? Because it also says, Nimtzu, take a look at how it expresses the bottom line, in a case where Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day, nimtzu. So it turns out, therefore, that since the replacement, either by the Yorshim or by the Tzibur, has to be Shalem, so nimtzu shnei chatzaim krevim v'shnei chatzim avudim. So you're going to have a whole, meaning two halves, the half from the original Kohen, the deceased Kohen, and the half of the new Machtzis is going to be lost. So it turns out that both of them are lost. And it says, Beferish, V'toni Allah, Mechza Rishonu Mechza Sheni, Tu Ubar Tzuratan Ve'yetzula Beit HaTzrifa. Now I'd like to see Rabbi Yochanan explain this one. You have to wait until they become notar, and then you burn them. So no matter how you look at it, this is not Rabbi Yochanan. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, why do I need that there should be two bar tzuratan? You have to wait until they become notar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he says the din lechatchilas yolechem liyam amelach. There's nothing to do with notar. It's a halacha that is special in terms of the din of motrot of asiri teifa. That's the first problem. The second problem is I didn't see it says over here yolechem liyam amelach. It says that they need sreifa. If they need sreifa, that means they had kedushat aguf. You're burning them only because of kochim that had the dinim of kedushat aguf that atoned sreifa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there was no kedushat aguf. So no matter how you look at it, this cannot work. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. Explain that to me. Answers the Gemara Ein Hachinami. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Mishnah and Braita are going I'll leave Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael, among the Tanoim, there was also a machlokas. Rabbi Yishmael's shita was that the Isaron is brought whole, and you go ahead and you're Makadish it whole. So there, myself, said Rabbi Yochanan, I don't paskin like Rabbi Yishmael. I go according to Chachomi, but argue on Rabbi Yishmael, and let's say you split it, and you do machzita, means the Kedusha is also done machzita. If the Kedusha is done machzita, it doesn't require sreifa. Certainly doesn't require Ibur Tzura. And it's just simply a din in Motrot. But since that Mishnah was going Aliv to Rabbi Yishmael, and Aliv to Rabbi Yishmael, it has Kedushat Aguf, so it's no longer Motrot, it's Kotshim Nader Nifsalim, basically Benotah. So therefore, you have to go ahead and you burn it. But that's no kasha on me. I was saying my Das, Aliv to Chachomim, the Ragi and Rabbi Yishmael. Now, remember that Kisha HaKohen mitkarev techila la'avoda mevia sirita efa shelo va'ovda biyado. There is two variants on the asirita efa. One of them is the famous minchat chinuch. The minchat chinuch is the equivalent of the chavitin. One time in his life, first time he goes into do avoda, every Kohen brings the carbon of the Milchat Chavit. And it's called the Milchat Chinuch. The Kohen Gadol brings that Milchat Chavit in every single day, splits it into two. But even a regular Kohen, the first time he does the Aveda, he does the Aveda all on his own of Da Biado, and Echot Kohen Gadol, Echot Kohen Adiot She'avdu Ad Shaloi Viyu Esirit HaYifah Shalayen Avodatan Kshirat Sama'ake. In other words, even though it's called Milchat Chinuch, it's not that without it he's not kosher as a Kohen, but, and that's true even on the Kohen Gadol. Now, the question is, without anything, Rabbi Mana asked, what would be a case where a Kohen is appointed a Kohen Gadol on the first day that he comes to do the Avodah? Is the Minchat Chinuch the Minchat Chavitini, Biyotze? Or is it two separate things? He has a Minchat Chinuch here, and then as the Kohen Gadol, he brings also his Minchat Chaviti. So if we say that Bo Bayom Shnit Karev Tchilal Avodah, suppose the case would be that Bo Bayom Nitmaneh Liyot Kohen Gadol, so is he maybe Shtayim? But Chora, he would have to bring one Lechinucho, Achat Lechinucho, and Achat Lechovat Hayom. Now let's analyze the dinim of this korban. First of all, the Torah uses a very strange lashon. It says in it, tufini. Tufine minchat bitim. It's tufine. Lashon of afia, right? But it's not a normal lashon. Tufine sounds like it's doubly baked or something like that.
French, you know. Tufine.
Ah, maybe that's what gave them the kayak to stand up all these years. So what would that mean? So first of all, it means bishaat hava'a tufine. The ain, so wait, it means that when you bring it now, it should be brought already, that's the gears that we have, it should be brought already to Fine, and the Gon brings in here that is going Aliba, the sheet of the Mandiomer who holds that the Afia was not part of what we did in the Mishkan. Ask the Gemara, but that's not true. Ve'in b'shachrit tufinei, v'ataninon, emidu osech chavitim, lo osech lasot chavitim. One of the Seder Hayom, every day, was that you woke them up early in the morning to make, this was before Alois HaShachar, to make the chavitim. So according to the Mandiomer, also the chavitim was made b'sha'at hava'ah, and not before, if that's what it means. Because when I bring it in, it's not now baked yet. In the day, it's baked. So then why did they wake them up early? Because if it needs to be baked in the day, then these people, if you wake them up before Alois HaShachar, there's no point in that at all. Omer Pchia Barakah, doesn't mean you wake them up to bake. Doesn't it take time to bake? So you have to give them time. La'asot chamim l'ruvucha. Because of the fact that the Torah says that this needs to be murbechet. So murbechet means that you have to mix now the flour in boiling water. That has to be done. It takes time to heat up the water. So that they needed to start early in the day and then it'd be able to have everything ready at the time that the chavitim needed to be brought. And what's the lashon of tufini? Oh, maybe it means like this. Actually, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Chanina says it means double afia, mitagna ve'achaka chofauta. What you do is you fry it, and then you bake it. So it's double baked, tufine. Whereas Rabbi Acha B'Shem Rabbi Chanina says, no, because that's disgusting. Then you have all the oil, and it's black, and it's scorched. Ach. It must mean first ofauta, v'acharkach mitagna, because you have to read tofini as tofenana. It should be now, there's two different lashonas. Actually, the correct girsa is probably to put the two possibilities, tofini tofenana, or tofini teafenanae. These would be connected to Mandiomrim. So tofini na means it should be partially cooked. That means mitagna first, and then ofa, because no doesn't mean raw. Remember, we learned from Korban Pesach. No is partially cooked. So first do the tigun, then do the afiyah. But if I read tofini na'eh, bake it while it looks good, then it would mean take the fresh flour, bake it, and then do the frying. If you take a look in the gra, it's very hard for me to read in this edition here. Take a look in the gra. Yeah. We're getting there. So the lashon of the gra, he changes it to read very well because it needs. It's clear from later on that it's that this is the correct yursa. Ati elon plukta ki elon plukta. It turns out that this machlokus about how to do the afia and the tigun, whether it's in that order or whether it's tigun afia, is the same as ki elon plukta, as the following machlokus: how to darshan the word tufini. Tufini teafena na. So Rabbi Omer tofini means na'e, you see. So that way, there's two machlokas in here where the Gemara was relating them. The na'e and the na'e basically turns about to be the same machlokas that we had among the Amoroi. Does it mean first Tigun and then Afia, or does it mean Afia and first Tigun? Rabbi Yossi Rabba Omer tofini, and this was the Rashi that Aaron was just referring to, that it means tofini rabba, do a lot of afiyas on it. Meaning, mandiyam, I'm doing all of this from the grow now. Mandiyam tofini no is kemandiyam bitagnavi achakachofa. He says it has to be partially cooked before you bake it, so therefore do the frying and then do the baking. Mandiyam tofini nae, make sure you bake it while it's pretty, is kemandiyam ofa otavi achakach mitagna. So therefore, the Lashon now, who says that there should be many afiyas, turns out that it's like both of them. You do tigun, and then you do afiya, and then you do tigun again. That way you're mekayim both. So you have the rabba, and you have also the no.
They're just technical.
Yeah.
What's done before the tigun and afiya? What's mixed together?
The flour and boiling water.
Before tigun or afia.
Flour and boiling water.
Flour and boiling water.
Right. And then you grind it. No. It's solet.
Solet
is like what we have is what we call cream of wheat.
And it's
not not the what we use as for flour, they consider to be junk.
So they boil it. And then it's
it couldn't be me.
Then it's tigun afiya. Okay.
Yeah. What kind of chutzpah is that? No.
The original bagels.
A New York bagel.
Boil first, and then bake.
No.
Boil the bag.
No.
You bake it and then boil it. I mean, it's going to soak up. It's going to
be okay. Okay, so the way that our gear said, we'd have to dray a cup to fit into our gear said, but we understand that's the says the Gemara, lo sov davar shemit vafilu nitma vafilu nitche nimum. When we talk about now the Kohen Gadol shemit, it's not a din in meta bafka, it's that he cannot do the Aveda. So whether he cannot do the Aveda because he dropped dead, or he cannot do the Aveda because he's Tomei, or because he broke his leg, and now he's a Balmum, it's the same halacha. It's not some type of Xeris Akosav halacha that we should be Sinai. Tomei Rav Yudim and Pazi. The bar delay, indeed that is the case. That Afil Nitcha, I don't know, this bar delay, maybe Barnea knows a place that's called Bardilia. Is there a place called Bardalia? We'll try to be Mordechai.
The one before
that
was Bardalia, Kibbutz
Levi
says, is there. He says that there was an ancient Budnik called Levi, and that's why they're called Levi.
Oh, really? So maybe that's them. Could be. It sounds the same. Yeah, very nice. So, Afilu Nitche Mimum. By the way, it's not clear, and the Mepharshim don't explain why would I think. They understand the abaya was, I understand meit and I understand nitma. Would it be true even if it was a mum? And he comes along now, the Rabbi Yehuda, to say that yes, even if it's a mum, why would there be a difference, do you think, between a mum and nitma? Why would nitma be more posh than a mum? I can't figure it out. But so nitma was saying is even more. That nitma is more partial to me. Why is nitma more partial to me? Don't know. So it's more of a reason why we should we consider it similar to mate. I don't know. Okay, but some that the Gemara was making an assumption that there's an abaya that it ought to be different, and we needed to review the pasuk. But it was even nitchemimun. So getting back to our Mishnah, if we didn't make another Kohen Gadol, so, I mean, how do you know that Bichlal, that there's a din now, that the Mincha Schavitim needs to be Kreva Mishel Yorshim, that we take it so for granted? No, I mean, the Torah says Beferish. Mibanav Yaseota. It says Beferish that one of his children, Akoeno Mashiach Tachtav Mibanav, but if we darshan that, we don't have to read it Tachtav Mibanav. We could need to read it Mibanav Yaseota. In other words, his Yorshim, the children that come from him, Yaseota Chokolam. So that's how we're reading the Pasuk. I mean, otherwise, what's the meaning Tachtav Mibanav? Obviously, we know that the Kohen is Mashiach Tachtav. It's very Tachtav Mibanav. Elamai, Tachtav from Shadim. I mean, of course, Mibanav. So therefore, we learn the pasuk is telling me that it should be darshan mibanav yaseota. We're mechayev the children to pay for the minchas chavitim after the father dies. Yochol yevienu lechatzayim. You might think that that means that we should bring it, continue to bring it as a minchat chavitim, to bring it in halves. Tamud lomar yaseota. It needs, in that case, to be it in its entirety. Kula amart. That's the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Shimon Omer, Eina ba'a ela mishal tzibur. Look at the continuation of the pasuk. Chok olam la'ashem, kalil toktor. Chok olam means it's a chok on the world. Whose is the world? The world is the Lord's. So mi shabrit kruta lo. And then when it says kalil toktor, it means it shall be brought kalila haktara, not half and half the way it was when the Kohen was alive. But once it's brought kivayachol from Hakadosh Baruch Hu's money, meaning from now from the tzibur from Trumas Halishka, so then it's no longer brought half and half. It's brought kalil. They have two very different limudim. The question over here is in the way that the Mishnah has it. Is it a takana? Here then we make it like a takana. That it's Kreva Mishal Tzibur. So there too the Gemara goes into the change that took place, that it used to be they weren't able, that there was a Lechatchila, that was the din, they had changed the din and then they put it back on the din. But okay, but it means that there's a mocker in the Torah for what we're calling here the Takana. Let's do our quick review.
Mishunata Nahar, Misratya Gdola, Umiplatya Gdola, Reelu Shalol, Bibnesha Baalimit Yashimiem, and they were also matir to eat, Mishumrov Malchid Rochim, Shubshkitat Nochri, and indeed in the end, Ishtakach to Min Beit Rebbe. Ego de Guvna Ishtakach Wapunda Kadaloi, Vitiru, Mishum Shnei Dvorim, Mishumitsia, Mishumrov Malchid Rochim, Mishumitsia, the Tani Hamatzil Miyadagayas Miyadari Mishnata Yom Mishnata Har Misrati Gedolim Plati Gedola Harelo Shalom and Deshabalim Mit Yashimiyad Mishum Rov Malchei Drachim Mishum Gvinat Nochri. And indeed Ishtakach Min Rav Elazar Rabbi Yossi Om Ramona Kamei Rabbi Yossi Anan Chamin Rabbonin Machrizin Om Alein. Well, that's you Atina vita mishakach lo nasavet. But Rabbi Yonah avuch lo amakin. Eloma halavai kad nishkach, nishkach min piyusa velago. Vafilu kein hashkach velo nasiv. Behima shenimtzeit mirushalayim v'ad migdaleidu k'midata lecho ruach zecharim alot nekevot zifchei shlamim. And Rabbi Yehuda omer, aro'ui lepsachim or even psachim if it's within kodem harega 30 yom. Marishona hayu memashkenim et motzeah ad shum mevin nesachea. חזרו להיות מנחינות הבורחים, התקינו ביתין שיהיו נסחי הבאים משל ציבור. אומר רבי שמעון, שבעה דברים התקינו ביתין, וזה אחד מהם. נוח, מי ששלח על התמים, נת הים ושלח עם הנסחים, קרבים משלו, ואם לאו קרבים משל ציבור, וכן גר שמת וניח זבחים, אם יש נסחים קרבים משלו, ואם לאו קרבים משל ציבור. ותנאי ביתין הוא הכהן גדול שמת, שלמלכתו קרבה משל ציבור. רבי רומא משל יורשים, ושלמה הייתה קרבה, that's according to both of them. על המלח ועל העצים שיהיו הכהנים נאותים בהם, על הפרה שלא יהיו מועלים באפרה, ועל הכינין הפסולות שיהיו באות משל ציבור. רבי יוסי אומר, לא, זה ספק, מספק את הכינים, הוא מספק את הפסולות. רבי הושעיה רבו אמר לבוא בדמיהם, שאנו, not the actual animal, אומר לרבי יוחנן, what? אומרים לו, לא נמציא מול בקודשים, to take an animal that's tummy מביפדה, אלא יוחנן במחה הרוב, Nimrob Zacharim Alot, Nimrob Nekevot, Zivchei Shlamim. Well, what are you saying? Yena Shlamim, Boimena Zacharim, Umina Kevot. So Ketzero, Semotzin, Lechulin Afil, Vevechozer Vosotan Alot, even you have to be Maida. Omre, Vizira, yes, Kimoda, Tamar, Taman, Tanai Beidinu, Alamotarot, Shikavu Alot, the same thing. Kena Tamar, Focha, Tanai Beidinu, Alavudot, Shikavu Alot. אמר רבי יוסף רבי יעקב ברכה, אין זה מזיד? אמר להם, מכיוון שהוא תנאי בית דין, אין זה מזיד? אמר רבי יוסף, עד ענן תמן, שמע את כל רבי יהודה שאל לשמואל, הפריש שקלו מת, אמר להם, יפלו לנדבה, ומותר העשירית היפה שלו, רבי יוחנן אומר, יולכים מים המלח, רבי אליעזר אומר, יפלו לנדבה. העשירית היפה של כהן גדול, רבי יוחנן אומר, חוצה אותה, ואחר כך בקדשה. ריש לקיש אומר מקדשה ואחר כך חוצה אותה. לכאורה במשנה זה פלג על רבי יוחנן. זה מקריב מחצה ומחצה אבוד, ופאת עלה שכן אפילו מאות יאכל ים המלח. אוקיי, but still, מה דינת פלג על רבי יוחנן? נמצאו שני חצאים קרבים ושני חצאים אבודים, ותוני על המחצה ראשון המחצה שני תעובר צורתן, ויצאו לבית השריפה, which makes no sense to leave רבי יוחנן. Patala libe de Rabbi Yishmael, Domer Isaron, Shleima, Mikadesh. Kishka Kohen mitkarev tefila la avoda, mevi asirita yifa shelo, v'ovda biyado. Echa Kohen gadol v'yacha Kohen adyot, that ended up doing avoda ad shelo, evi asirita yifa shelem, nonetheless, avodatan kshira. Rabbi Moni bo meimar, bo bayom, Rabbi Moni bo, yeah, it's not clear because it's mashmash, but that it was a question. But I mean, it ends up that it's proper to read it. Wanted to say and stuck by it. In other words, this was his chiddush that if bo bayom shit karef tchila la avoda, bo bayom. So what exactly do we do if he's nitzman eliyot kohen gadol? Same day, maybe shtayim achat chinucho, achat chovat hayom. The lashon of tofini is b'shat havaah tofini. Bring it as you're bringing it now, not earlier. B'shachrit tofini. Ayvatnan. And mido osei ha-chavitim lasot chavitim, which was before alotz ha-shachar. Omrupchia baracha. That only means that they start early lasot chamim l'ruvucha. Tofini, Rabbi Yosef, b'shem Rabbi Chanina means, says it means betagna, v'achar kach ofalta. Ravacha, b'shem Rabbi Chanina says it means ofalta, v'achar kach nitagna. And that machlokas is the same as the following machlokas. Eilin plukta ke eilin plukta. Tofini tofena na, Rabbi Omer, tofini nae. Rabbi Yossi Rabba Omer, tofini rabba. So mandi Omer tofini na, kemandi Omer metagna v'achar kach ofa. Mandi Omer tofini nae, kemandi Omer ofeota v'achar kach metagna. Lo sov davar shemet, ela afilu nitma. Vafilu nitcha mimum, Tani Rabbi Rebbe Pazi, the Badalia, afilu nitcha mimum. Minayin lekohen gadol shemet velo minu acher tachtav, shetei menchato kreva mishel yorshim, Talmud lomar, mi banav yaseh ota. Yochai v'yena lechatzayim, Talmud lomar ota, kulam, amaret. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon omer, ein haba, אלא משל ציבור, שנאמר חוק עולם, מי שהברית כרותה לו, then it says כליל תוקתה, he is also made a כליל להקטרה, and not מחציתם.